I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now in Tampa, where GOP delegates are gathering to launch the Romney-Ryan ticket and try to take back the White House. Tropical storm Isaac, though, has taken the center stage. It may be headed to New Orleans. It's expected to hit the Louisiana shore late Tuesday as a hurricane. We'll keep an eye on that. But still, a lot of people have been blowing through town here in Tampa.
Because the power of the people don't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. Thank you.
Hundreds of protesters have been in town, some dressed in some elaborate costumes. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well as the week goes on. But first, the impact of the storm on this convention. It's forced Republicans to rearrange things. It's delayed the arrival of VP pick Paul Ryan. And party leaders are even considering the possibility of a one-day convention. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of that network's webcast Top Line. Rick Klein, what kind of, do you think that's possible, a one-day convention?
The last thing they want to do is further curtail this convention. As it was, they're trying to cram 4 days' worth of speakers into 3 days. That's difficult just by itself. So to go one step further, I think anything short of a hurricane hitting New Orleans, and they will find a way to have several days back here, at least to have an active convention.
A lot of hand-wringing. We're hearing from a lot of people that this was supposed to be Mitt Romney's introduction to a lot of the country. They don't know him. But instead, you have this hurricane and all eyes focused on that. Others might say, I was thinking this morning and watching all the news coverage, you're no longer hearing about that congressman from Missouri talking about pregnancies. You're not hearing about Paul Ryan's voucher plan for Medicare.
That's right. You had other news hurricanes who were taking the campaign off course even before Isaac got here. So in some sense, it could just clear the decks. The Romney folks that I've been talking to today, they are very eager to move on with things. They realize that everyone here is all dressed up with no place to go. You have thousands of activists, thousands of journalists who want to tell a story about Mitt Romney, eager to do it, and they haven't been able to start things because they made the decision to cancel at least day one.
And what about the story of what the Republican Party is, as it's front and center here? Big piece in the front page of the New York Times about it's a party that's fractured. We've been talking to Tea Party candidates. I spoke to Tea Party delegate. Spoke to one who said, Paul Ryan voted for the stimulus. Mitt Romney had RomneyCare. I'm not really for them, but I am really interested in the Senate race here in Florida. We're going to be speaking to Ron Paul supporters. Who knows what they're going to do? What about that sense of trying to display a unified party?
There's all this energy, all this enthusiasm in the Republican Party. All of it is converged in Tampa. It isn't necessarily, though, enthusiasm for Mitt Romney. That's the difficult thing for him to harness, is to take all of the energy out there that's been bubbling for several years during the Obama presidency and move it into voters in the presidential election. So a lot of the folks who are here and energized and excited aren't necessarily energized and excited for Mitt Romney. It is, though, Mitt Romney's convention. It's his big moment to make the sale, not just with the folks in Tampa. Hopefully, from his perspective, the vast majority will vote for him, but for independent voters, for moderate voters, for one-time Obama voters who are giving him a look. This is a chance for a reintroduction.
Okay, and the storm is it will be for some a tempest in a teapot, unless, of course, it really does damage to New Orleans, and then the Republicans are in the terrible position of deciding whether or not you can celebrate while people are seeing images of what some would say was the Bush administration's worst hour, Katrina. But meantime, there's just a little bit more on that on the sidelines here. Former RNC chair Michael Steele over the weekend, I don't know if you heard this, had some very sharp and, we can't even quote the words he had, for Republicans who asked, whose idea was it to hold a convention in Florida at the height of the hurricane season?
Well, it was Michael Steele's idea. A lot of it was. Florida made sense. Maybe that didn't, but it's not a mistake that he then wasn't invited to this convention. He's here only as a journalist covering it, not as a delegate.
Well, it could be, too, that a lot of people are thinking, wow, hurricanes, that leads us to the discussion of global warming and underscore something maybe the Republicans don't want to do at this time. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of the network's webcast Top Line, here with us on Radio Row, and you appear to have survived it.
Thank
we tried
you.
To hang you with your microphone.
It's easier by phone.
You'll see you during the week. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.